Welcome back to another edition of Three Good Things. This is the podcast where, you guessed it, I talk about three good things. I'm Shardul, and let's just jump into our three good things for the day. But first, I actually have four good things of the day because I couldn't figure out which story to cut out today. So today may be a little bit longer than most days. It may be about 15 minutes instead of 10. With that, let's jump into our first good thing. Our first good thing comes on the heels of yesterday. David Dobrik himself has launched a new venture called the $100,000 Puzzle. And notably, it sold 17,000 units in just 1 hour of launch. It's been about 24 hours since launch, and I would not be surprised if he sold over 20,000, maybe even 30,000 units. Here's what it is. It's a puzzle that you put together that is basically a jigsaw puzzle. And when you put that puzzle together, there's no instructions on the box. You're going to get a QR code, and then you scan that QR code, and you can win as little as 25 cents or all the way up to $100,000. Each puzzle is priced at $30 a pop, which means that first hour of sales, 17,000 units sold in the first hour, is equivalent to about $510,000. Let me repeat that. This man, who is 24 years old, and the team behind him, behind this whole project, made $500,000 in sales in 1 hour for a jigsaw puzzle. The total prize pool is a grand total of about $251,125. One person wins $100,000, one person wins $1,000, et cetera, all the way down. There is a total of 100,000 puzzles available for purchase, which is the max amount of units that he has to sell. And he sold 17,000 in 1 hour. So in 24,000, I wouldn't be surprised if he's at 20,000, maybe even 50,000, just because this is a huge thing for him. This is just another venture that David has launched after quitting the vlogs that he's known for over the last 6 months. Before this, he registered over 100,000 people to vote with headcount, and he gave away 5 Teslas in that process. In October, he created a social media company called Dispo and raised about $4 million in seed funding, as well as bootstrapped some of it, but with co-founder of Reddit, Alexis Ohanian. And in September, he launched a fragrance company called David's Perfume, which I covered earlier on the podcast. Reportedly, he's also cooking up a farm-to-table food business called Dobrik's Pizza. Dobrik's, D-O-U-G-H-B-R-K's Pizza. Don't know when that's going to actually launch. And on top of that, he hosted a series on Discovery called Dodgeball Thunderdome, which has just finished its first season. He's partnered with TikTok, he's partnered with Chipotle, he's partnered with multiple sponsors on the Views podcast. He is absolutely crushing it. And even though I personally want him to go back to the vlogs, he's just doing fantastic things out here. And it's just great, great news. So if you want to get the puzzle, you can get it at 100kpuzzle.com. And the puzzle itself will cost you $30, and you could win as little as 25 cents or potentially as much as $100,000. Couple more numbers on the actual project. So it launched just yesterday. He'll probably make about $3 million in just sales. So if he sells 100,000 units, that's about $3 million in jigsaw puzzles. The payout to the participants is about $25,000, plus the one winner is $100,000. If you take the production level that it cost for each jigsaw puzzle, the packaging and the materials, it equates to about maybe $10 max. So if you're going conservatively for about five, that's $3 million in revenue minus the $525,000 of just cost of production and the website and creating the 100,000 units, that is almost $2.5 million of profit. Again, $2.5 million for profit. So great news for David Dobrik and team, but also great news for people that are creators, because creators are driving demand. If you are a business, you are missing out on reaching out to some of these creators because they can move product better than huge retail businesses. It's absolutely insane that there's barely any marketing behind this aside from just his initial audience and his communal reach, but the numbers speak for themselves. Within less than 24 hours, he's already sold 20,000 units of the puzzle. So, great news for David Dobrik, but that is our first good thing of the day. Our second good thing of the day actually comes from Twitter. Twitter is acquiring an app known as Squad. Squad is a screen sharing app that will be joining Twitter's ranks, and the co-founders of Squad had something to say. The CEO Esther Crawford and CTO Ethan Sutton and the rest of the team will be coming aboard inside Twitter's design, engineering, and product teams. And the actual app, however, will be shuttered. Twitter is famously known for acquiring and shuttering apps. If you remember Vine, rest in peace Vine, they acquired Vine and then quickly shut it down, while Squad seems to be getting a similar treatment. Squad, notably, raised some money from Y Combinator, First Round, Betaworks, Halogen, and a couple other investment firms, and now are basically exiting. In a Medium post, the CEO, Esther Crawford, took the opportunity to talk about the startup's exits and to lobby founders and investors to start backing more diverse founders. She said, "I hope that our exit will tip the scale a bit toward convincing investors to put money into diverse teams, because each success is another proof point that we, the historically undercapitalized and underestimated founders, are a good bet. Invest in women. Invest in people of color, because we will make you money." Now, the terms of the deal, the finances of the deal, are not disclosed here in the acquisition statement, but great news for Esther and the whole team at Squad, and just interesting to see Twitter bringing in a screen sharing app, especially as they're just rolling out Twitter Spaces, which is an audio-only Clubhouse competitor, just in a few places right now. So interesting acquisition, great news for the team, and our second good thing of the day. Our third good thing, is a doozy. Our third good thing is Disney Plus's 4-hour event on everything they announced. So buckle up, I'm gonna try to run through everything that they announced in the 4 hours in a very quick article from The Verge. First is in the Marvel Universe. WandaVision has a January 15th release date. The Falcon and Winter Soldier got a full trailer with a March 2021 release date. There's a first look at Loki, which is expected to release in May of next year. Hawkeye is premiering on Disney Plus in late fall of 2021. There's a couple other moves when it comes to other titles, and let's move on to other movies. First, Black Panther 2 will not be recast. Chadwick Boseman passed away. We covered that previously in a podcast, but it is still on track to be set for July 2022, and they will not be recast to honor Chadwick himself. Also, Marvel Studios is developing a Fantastic Four film, which we saw a brief look at just in pictures only. Moving on to Star Wars, Disney announced roughly 10 Star Wars series that are coming to Disney Plus. The only one right now is just Mandalorian. But there's also an announcement about Indiana Jones, which is just starting pre-production and will be released in 2022. From the Star Wars shows, there's going to be spin-offs of The Mandalorian, Rangers of the New Republic, and Ahsoka. Those shows will be features in the crossovers as well. There's going to be an animated series called The Bad Batch, basically taking from The Clone Wars. Another one called Star Wars Andor, starring Rogue One's Diego Luna in 2022. And Hayden Christensen himself is returning as Darth Vader in Obi-Wan Kenobi, the long-awaited Star Wars extension show. A Droid Story is a new product that will feature R2-D2 and C-3PO. Star Wars Lando is an event series that is coming to Disney Plus, and last but not least is Star Wars Visions, which is an anime anthology series coming to Disney Plus. Now, a couple other things in animation and Pixar, cool new movies like Baymax, Zootopia Plus, Tiana, Encanto, and a new one called Awaju, which is a long-form series made in partnership with Kugali Media, is premiering in Disney Plus on 2022. You can read about more of these films, but I want to move on down to some of the other series that are in the works, as well as Disney Plus changes. Disney Plus itself is increasing its price to $8 a month starting in March of 2021. This is the first time that Disney Plus is getting a price hike by $1, but it may not be the last. Here's why. Not only are they offering a ton of new content in 2021, which means they have to subsidize the production costs for creating that content. But also, they're seeing a huge, astronomical, exponential growth when it comes to streaming services. Their main streaming service is Disney Plus, but they unveiled a new option called Disney Star, unveiled Star. It's a Hulu replacement for international Disney Plus consumers. Now, previously on a Bollywood portion of the podcast, I mentioned Hotstar, which is actually owned by Disney. For the international viewers, you could watch a certain movie specifically for the Hotstar audience. Star itself is going to be an international replacement for Hulu, and the service is going to launch in February 23rd of next year in European countries, Canada, New Zealand, and then later in Japan and South Korea. In terms of numbers, Disney Plus has now said that they have 86 million subscribers as of December 2nd. The company has reached that figure, 86 million, in a little under a year after the service is launched, which means that Disney Plus is basically carrying the majority of Disney's revenue and subscriber base and user base, especially with the park shutting down, the merchandise maybe not doing as well as it has done in the past. So they are doubling down heavy on Disney Plus and really banking on it to be their revenue maker and their quote unquote cash cow. But that is all the good news that we have from the Disney event. If you want to check out the full event, it's 4 hours long. It has tons of great content. And you can also just check out the article as well. Our last good thing of the day. Yes, I know the podcast is called Three Good Things, and this is our fourth good thing. Our fourth good thing is actually about two lonely otters. And I thought, let's go ahead and have a feel-good story to end out the podcast. Well, this story concerns two otters who are now at a sanctuary and are now living happily otter after. And honestly, what's better than being otterly in love with each other? So here's the story. Basically, what happened is there is one otter named Harris who'd lost his mate. He'd dipped his toe back in the dating pool and he used an app. Just kidding, he didn't use an app. But he found another otter and they briefly had a meeting period where he basically was trying to figure out which otter place to go to. And he kind of essentially had this matching thing happen. So he went on this app, which is essentially the equivalent of WhatsApp or What's Otter. And with the profile pairing, he gets paired up with other otters. And from there, Harris is relocated to the Cornish Seal Sanctuary in Scarborough on the coast of Yorkshire, where his new mate, Pumpkin, who'd similarly been there, basically said, "I want to be your mate." And Pumpkin had actually lost her previous life partner and said, "Sure, let's meet up." So the newly met otter couple, brief getting to know you period and honeymoon period went off without a hitch. Aquarium staff loved the pair and they've bonded beautifully and they are now living together in the sanctuary, happily otter after. While Harris himself misses his former home and his buds and mates and keepers, everyone is thrilled for him. A quote from his previous caretakers is, "We are absolutely delighted that Pumpkin and Harris the otter are getting along so well and they've settled in so quickly, and we wish them a happily and we wish them to live happily otter after." That is it for today's edition of the Three Good Things podcast. Thank you so much for taking 10, 11, 12 minutes out of your day to listen to this podcast. The main reason I do this podcast is because I've been told I don't talk good. So the reason for me to do it is to talk gooder. If you want to reach out, feel free to follow me on Twitter, Instagram, any social media platform. My handle is @ShareDualGo. And if you have any feedback or want to be a guest on a future episode, feel free to hit me up in my DMs. Again, thank you so much for listening. This has been Three Good Things, and I'll see you tomorrow.